You're listening to the original Hollywood Swinger. What you got to say? James St. James. The real Jimmy Hollywood.
He's brought to you this morning by Woof Pet Wellness Resort at Woodstock, providing pet care services in a healthy, stimulating, and positive environment. Sit, stay, play. Good Monday morning, Jimmy Hollywood.
That sounds like my weekend. Sit, stay, and play.
Yep.
Okay. It was a good one, was it?
Nothing wrong with that.
No,
right?
Exactly. Yep.
All right. Hello, Ms. Marcy.
Hey, Jimmy. How was your weekend?
Well, the only thing missing was you and Dan.
Yeah. Aww. Well, we thank you for that. Yeah.
What's our topic today?
Well, Jimmy, I have to say that today's Daily Debate is hands down our most popular ever. Like, it's only been posted for a couple hours. We already have close to 150 comments. Wow. So our Daily Debate is all about Tim Hortons today. And you know how us Canadians love our Timmys.
Oh, yeah. Timmy. Well, love Timmy.
Yep.
Tim Hortons has announced that on June 2nd, they're going to be bringing back two discontinued classic donuts for National Donut Day. So we're asking our listeners what donuts either you think they'll be bringing back or you want them to bring back.
Well, I don't know what's there and what isn't there, but I know what I like at Tim Hortons.
Yes.
A good friend of mine always sends me a little care package, and he calls them Timmy Balls.
Oh, Timbits. Yeah.
I don't think that's the real name.
No.
Or the Timbits or something like that?
Yeah, Timbits.
You've got it. Yep.
Yeah. I love those.
Did you ever get to try the Timbiebs when they were around here?
What would that be?
They're like Justin Bieber Timbits.
Yeah, his favorites.
Oh, yeah. I did hear about I reported on that. I've never had them, though.
Yeah, they were kind of
neat.
They
were okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
A few different flavors.
Well, that's what I want brought back.
Okay.
The Timbiebs, okay.
Exactly, yeah.
No, about every other month, my friend sends me a box. So we enjoy those, no question about it.
Absolutely, yes. They're great.
Okay, let's go to the movies. Super Mario. Ooh, wow. One word. Super.
Yep.
Yeah, the movie, it scored the best second weekend opening ever.
Oh.
Let me repeat that. Ever.
Ever.
For an animated movie in North American theaters with an $87 million ticket sale.
Wow.
Throw in the international sales of $94 million, the global total for the Brothers movie, an unbelievable $678 million, and that's only 2 weeks.
Wow.
Crazy.
I'm running out of adjectives to describe the importance of this movie. Yes, Tom Cruise, his movie Top Gun Maverick, brought people back, but the Brothers, they're bringing money back. And my little Rugrats, my friends, and some big Rugrats are seeing this movie 2-3 times. Yeah. So that's good news.
Yes.
Now, my bad BO goes to a movie that last week I said I love the star, but I didn't love the movie. I barely liked the movie. I'm talking about Renfield. It didn't even break $8 million.
Ooh.
Now, the star I love is, Nick Cage.
Yep.
But his performance as Dracula is so over the top, it just dominates the entire movie.
Oh.
And the supporting cast, featuring fine performances by Nicholas Hoult and Ben Schwartz.
Wow, okay.
By the way, speaking of Nick Cage, now if your TV carrier allows the feature of On Demand, then let me suggest you go back to last Thursday night's Stephen Colbert late night talk show on CBS. Nick Cage is the guest for almost the entire hour. And for that interview, Nick Cage is at the top of his game. One of the best interviews I've ever seen on a late night talk show.
Okay.
Check it out.
Yeah, we'll take a look at it, yeah.
All right, let's talk about some casting news. And I'm not talking fishing. I'm talking about casting for a movie.
Yep.
And usually actors, they don't want you to know when they've auditioned for a part, because if they don't get that part, well then, doesn't look good.
Right.
So whether he wants you to know or not, I have a source who called me and said, Jimmy, okay, guess what? Justin Timberlake is coming out of what seems to be a self-imposed retirement, and he secretly, not secret anymore, okay, he's auditioned to play Ukrainian President Zelensky.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, in a movie. And it's reported that Justin has put on a few pounds and is wearing his hair short to resemble Zelensky. some whisper that Timberlake has had plastic surgery and some face fillers. Yeah, the only filler he's had on his face is filling his face with burgers, pizza, and beer.
Just like us.
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
Marcy, his new way of bringing sexy back with a beer belly and a big butt. Okay.
Hey, dad bods are a thing, right? Like,
Why not? Why not? Maybe add some of those Tim Horton donuts.
That's right.
Right.
Yes.
Come on. Nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
All right. You know, we've got the big music festival going on out in Coachella.
Yep.
Out
there
by Palm Springs. Well, let me see. I'll tell you what's happening. I reported Friday. It's a fact. Yes. Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet were nose-to-nose, toes-to-toes. Her sister, Kendall, is lip-to-lip and hip-to-hip with Bad Bunny. And eye-to-eye and side-to-side are Leonardo DiCaprio and Bradley Cooper's ex, Irina Shayk.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow.
That's a lot going on.
That's it. Thank goodness I'm running out of body parts.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, I was going to say.
All right, one more thing. How about a feel-good story?
Yes.
Feel-good story to start our week. Okay. Rob Lowe. You know Rob Lowe.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Ageless actor, Rob Lowe. Okay, he recently celebrated a major milestone with his son, John Owen Lowe, when he presented John Owen with a 5-year sobriety chip.
Oh, wow.
John is 28. His dad, Rob, has been sober nearly that long. Next month, Rob Lowe will get a chip for 33 years clean and sober.
Oh, good for him.
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
Congratulations to both father and son, taking it one day at a time.
Absolutely.
There. There. Start a week with a positive note, right?
I love it, my friend.
Love it, love it, love it. I got to have some Timbits.
Yes.
Yes.
Some. Please do.
Now you got me hungry. I will see you Wednesday. I'm the real Jimmy Hollywood.
Thanks, Jimmy.